hotel room, put on the overalls so I could wade the branch. Went down there, managed to get to the man's house. The man said, no, we thought he'd better not do it because his wife was afraid to be left alone in the storm. Of course, when that happens, all you can say.
What do you mean, left alone in the storm? You mean he'd have to go with you?
Yeah, we'd have to go back across the branches and go to the church to interview. Now, we could have talked in his house, but he didn't want to do that. And I'm not going to put pressure on him and say.
Well, what's the difference in talking there or down to church?
I don't have any idea. He didn't want to talk at home. I think I know why. I think his wife would have told him what to say. But I went down there, and the excuse he used was that, well, legitimate or not, it doesn't make any difference, was that his wife was afraid to be home alone in the storm. And I can understand, since his brother-in-law had, had three deaths. But still, it was, that was the thing that had directed my whole day. Now, I could have stayed in Stengler. Made a leisurely trip over to Featherston in the morning. Been up here in Stigler, had two more hours.
Well, now, you got the man of Summerfield, you didn't get to talk to, you got the man over there and here. Now, when you came in to Stigler, who did you talk to first to get suggestions who to talk to?
This was rather devious. First, I went. Well, I have a friend in Stillwater.
Well, not just Stigler, we're just...
Well, this I worked on a lead in.
Uh-huh.
I have a man in Stillwater who told me to come see the man who ran the Chevrolet garage. Now, normally when I come to town, I'll check with the county agent. And I'll check with the county clerk. I may check with one of the bankers. I'll check with the newspaper editor. And I'll go to all four of these. Each of them will give me a list of names if I'm lucky. Then I'll check this list of names and see if there's one name on two or three of these lists. If there is, he's the one I'm going to go see first. But here, I went to see the county agent. He gave me two names. They didn't sound good. I mean, he gave me some of the background. So I went over to the Chevrolet agency, mentioned this man from Stillwater, his father-in-law is Featherston, by the way, and the man said, who?
Well, now it's possible the man he'd given you from Stillwater was talking about L.J. had been here for years and years and passed away, and his nephew, hard as old as I am, is Chevrolet Garage now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be.
Because L.J. passed away a couple of years ago after having been here since 1900.
Was he in the 45th?
No, L.J. was the man that, when he passed away last year, he was, 2 years ago, he was in his 70s, late 70s.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Anyway, the man cooperated. He gave me a list of names. Let's see, now where did I go from there? I don't remember, but somehow or other, I wound up with out there. I think he gave me his son's name. And I talked to Mr. Oh, I guess I must have been there for 2 hours while the rain poured down. But I gathered that his son was in poor health or had hurt his hip or something. And I'm not going to push this thing. Because if a person wants to do it, fine. If he doesn't want to do it, I don't want him because he can louse me up. And that's just all it amounts to. And then, I think he suggested and gave me a list of four or five people. One of them was Jess